the Seagals, of course, the cheerleaders for the Seattle Seahawks. And we are joined now by Brittany, who is in her third year with the Seagals. Brittany, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Now, I have been to Seattle for the game, and it is the loudest stadium I've ever been to. Now, I was in the lower bowl, probably row 25. How much louder is it on the field? Like, can you girls even hear yourself down there?
Well, those are great seats. Yeah, definitely on the field. All of the fans are screaming at us. So we definitely, it funnels down to the field. And so we definitely get the loudest. It's the best seats in the house.
How long have you been cheerleading for the Seagals?
This will be my third season.
Now when you were at the College of Washington, were you on the to become a professional NFL cheer team? I'm assuming, do you have to go kind of through the college ranks similar to the players?
I actually skipped college. I danced all through high school.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do cheerleading. I did more like dancing, which is what the Seagals tend to do. And so, yeah, you could have a different background. There's multiple backgrounds on the team, and it's just about selling it and having a great time.
Now, the 12s, as they're called in Seattle, are pretty rabid right now with all the success of the Seahawks. As a Seagal, how informed and up-to-date do you have to be about the team? Like, do fans grill you on questions about the team?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But our fans are definitely very knowledgeable and can quiz you until their face turns blue. But yeah, you have to know quite a bit about football. And absolutely, when you're on the team, you're just so passionate about Seahawks that if you don't know when you make the team, you eventually learn.
With all the tours you ladies do, I know you've been to Alaska and Hong Kong. What do you do when you're touring around as a Seagal?
So we'll do public appearances. We'll go to children's hospitals. We'll teach little dance clinics. And obviously, we'll perform when we can. So it's a lot of fun, and we like seeing all the fans from all over the world.
How often do you girls train together a week?
We train twice a week. It's Thursdays and Tuesday nights from 6:30 till whenever we're let go. So sometimes that's 9:30, sometimes that's 11.
There's been a lot of talk lately. I know there was a few cheer teams around the NFL who had filed lawsuits for payment. Has that impacted your team at all? Do all the cheer team girls from in Dallas to Seattle to Cleveland to do you guys all talk to one another and sure they try to have the same working environment?
It's definitely separate. The girls that go and do Pro Bowl, which they only select one, definitely make friends from other teams. But we're very happy here with the Seahawks, and I know the Seagals are very happy, so it's a great organization.
Have you ever been to a pro lacrosse game?
I have not. I've been meaning to go to a Bombshell game when they were in Washington up in Everett, but I never got a chance to.
Okay. So Saturday night will be your first lacrosse experience.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I heard there's fighting, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, really? Are you like an MMA or a boxing fan or what?
No, just, I didn't know that they fought. I thought that hockey was the only sport that there was rumbles and everything, and football has it a little bit, but definitely hockey and lacrosse sound like it's more intense.
Yeah,
so
well,
I'm excited to see that.
If they don't fight as much as they used to in lacrosse anymore, but when they do, I'd say it's tougher than a hockey fight just because the guys have better balance, right? Like, when you're in a hockey fight, you're on your skates. So when two guys go at it in lacrosse, it can be more of a slobber knocker for sure. So if you like that, there's a chance, and it's a first place is on the line. So you might see some fisticuffs on Saturday
That's
night.
Very exciting.
How many girls is the whole team performing on Saturday at Rexall?
No, there's 12 of us coming up to the game, but because there are about another 12 that are on the OSU tour, which is our show group, and they're going around to all the military bases all around the world, and they're going to be performing a variety show. But total, there's 32 this year.
Wow. How competitive are tryouts for the Seagals? Like, how many girls try out for this team every year?
I would say from 200 to 300, and it really depends on how well we did the year before. So obviously, going to the Super Bowl and making appearances there, there's way more turnout than there was the year before. So we're expecting a pretty high number for auditions this year.
Now, as a 3-year veteran, do you have an inside track on making the team the next year? Like, how secure is your job when you're a veteran?
I would say it's not very secure, but it is in that you know the choreography already, so okay. You come in, you know, knowing that. But you do have to re-audition every year. I would say the only edge you have is you get to come in at the final round, where if you're a new person, you have to start from the very beginning, and it's about a month-long process of interviews and learning dances and performing them until you get to finals.
So when you tried out as a rookie your first time, you had to go through an entire month of training?
Yes. So you come to open calls, you bring whatever you have. It's kind of like a freestyle. And then if you make it past that, you learn a routine, and they give you time to practice that, and then you bring that back. And if you advance from there, you do interviews with the director, Sherry Thompson, and then you're with the veterans and everybody else that's, you know, these are the people that you should be nervous about because they're in finals. So I would say that everybody has an equal chance when you make it to finals.
Okay. And how long, like, what's the average tenure for a Seagal? Like, are people on the team an average of 2 years, 5 years, seven? What's the average?
I would say 4 to 5, okay. But we did have somebody that had 10 years, so
wow.
That's quite a long time, yeah.
That's a veteran. Holy cow.
Yes.
Well, Britt, now, Seahawks are obviously your team. Are you a sports fan? Like, do you watch other sporting events?
Yeah, I do. I watch a little bit of basketball, but definitely I'm a football girl, so.
Does Seattle, how many people in Seattle want basketball back? Like, is it something that's talked about regularly there to get the Supersonics back in town?
Yeah, people talk about it a lot, and people definitely are nudging Paul Allen to buy them. He wants them. They want them to bring them back for sure.
Well, Brittany, thanks for your time. I know Rush fans are excited to see you, girls. How many songs are you performing at halftime? 2, 3?
Yeah, we're going to do 3 performances.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that Saturday at Rexall. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll see you then.
You bet.